Geez, the anticipation's good. There we go. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the BAMF podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty. And today we are graced by author and RPG writer, Marion Harmon. How are you doing, sir?
Great. Thank you.
And I guess we should probably point out to people that you're most famous for writing this very well-known superhero fiction line, Wearing the Cape. 8 books are out now. 9th is in the works. People go to wearingthecape.com. They can... check it out right now.
And they are all available on Amazon.
Okay.
As well. Yeah.
You know, I've been talking to every once in a while. I have some writers on here and I hear who do e-novels are audible or audio versions, even if not through Audible, of their work. Have you dipped your toe into that pond at all?
Well, all of them are now available on audio. I originally started to independently produce an audio for the first book and, let's just say that I was bad at it. So I got approached by Tantor. I don't know if you're familiar with them. And they approach a lot of media properties to offer to do those. And I looked into them. They looked really good. I made a little less than I would have done on my own, but I wasn't going to finish it on my own. So I turned over to them, and they are my producers of record for Audible.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things as a hobbyist to think, well, I've got an MP3 recorder. I've got a nice microphone. I could do it. But I understand the post-production requirements and the quality requirements for some of the platforms like Audible are pretty strenuous for the average hobbyist. So,
yeah, it's a steep learning curve to do it right. And so I decided to turn over professionals.
Oh, that makes sense. And you are a multi-threat guy. You've got the novels, and we also have Wearing the Cape, the role-playing game.
Which yes, is
a gold seller on DTRPG. People can check it out right now. This was a big Kickstarter a few years ago, and I think that was the last time we had you on, was to talk about this back in 2017, was it?
Yeah, I think so. And it is also available for print on my wearingthecape.com too.
Okay, cool. And we've got you back on today because you are dipping your toe into the superhero RPG or the Fate superhero RPG kind of... I keep saying dipping toe into the pond, but you are doing that.
I'm pretty wet right now. Yes.
Yeah, it's well. You live in Vegas, so more moisture is good, right?
Right.
Superpowered Fate. Tell us all about this book and why we need it right now.
First off, nobody needs it right now. as a matter of fact, in the blurb I put up on DriveThruRPG, it says the supplement nobody was looking for. Mm-hmm. Really what it is it simply is 20 pages that were from my experience dealing with the Fate system in the context of superpowers when I put together Wearing the Cape, the role-playing game. And this strips out all the extra stuff and just gives it the core so that somebody who uses Fate Core or now Fate Condensed can just go ahead and pick this up and go, yeah, okay. And it's just a open and play, basically. No new rules, really. Just a codification of what's available and possible with the current Fate Core and Condensed system.
Okay, cool. You know, it's a promotional podcast. I appreciate you being so humble, but that's cool. So specifically a toolkit for superpowers that we derive from your experience with Wearing the Cape. How's the response been from the Fate community so far?
It's been pretty good. I have not really marketed it. I put out some notices on a couple of the Facebook sites that are dedicated to the Fate community and got back a really good positive response. I've sold over 100 copies on DriveThruRPG so far. It was temporarily number one in the superhero category. And that was up against Masks and Genesis. So that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It didn't stay there, but I didn't expect it to. And I've been getting some pretty good feedback. My only gripe is nobody is reviewing it. Well, I've got one reviewer so far, and he did give it 5 stars, so that's cool. But I was hoping for more feedback early out the gate.
It is challenging to get RPG reviews. There's just not many folks doing them.
No.
So, all right, well, cool. What do you think is next for you as far as role-playing games go, or is this kind of – what you're planning to do is Wearing the Cape, and this is sort of the add-on to that, and you think you're done in that sphere, or do you have some other plans on the horizon?
Well, first and foremost, obviously, I write a series of books. So whatever else I do, I have got to get out my book a year, at least in my genre, which is my bread and butter, and my main fun, too. I mean, I keep doing it because it's a blast. As far as the RPGs are concerned, I don't think I have finished scratching that particular itch. There's two projects in the works that'll probably hit before Christmas, and then next year might be a very big project. The first one is, I mentioned that the this supplement was based on my experience with Fate with Superpowers. Mm-hmm. And there also, I got a lot of experience on Fate with Skills in general and how to use them. Mm-hmm. And you may, if you're familiar with the Wearing the Cape role-playing game, you're familiar with the attributes hat, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've decided that I'm going to do a small supplement that's going to make it generic. There's no verb for generic. Genericize the attributes hack, mm-hmm, for Fate Core and Fate Condensed. Probably just a small 12 pager or something like that. Even smaller than this product was. And again, just a plug-in that people can use. They can learn it in 5 minutes and use it or not. So something simple. And then a third hack as well for the expanded use that I made of the Fate Point pool in Wearing the Cape. And that'll be an even smaller supplement. And these will be just $1 or $2 supplements, because all I need to do is make my artists the money that goes towards these is paying basically for the art fees. Because I like to make them look nice.
I know what that's like, yes.
So with those three are kind of a core of an expansion of the Fate Core. Mm-hmm. And so those two will be out by Christmas, I hope. And then based on the reception of the Fate community, I might draw all three of them together, because I have a multi-genre setting that I've been working on in the background of my head called Meridian, which is a pocket universe setting that is like a Sargasso for the multiverse. Mm-hmm. And if you know what a Sargasso is, it's, in legend, it's a place where sailors would sail into and get stuck. And
sort of like a Brigadoon.
Yeah, kind of like a Brigadoon. And so this is like a Sargasso dimension in a reality, a pocket universe that has had people and communities and ships and stuff and tribes or whatnot dropped in it from fantasy, from science fiction, from modern era, from, you know, all different around the multiverse. And the Meridian is the name of the city that's at the center of the city state. And it's this total monster mash of genres. And so Fate handles that kind of thing incredibly well. And so I think that I'm looking at possibly doing a Meridian game book next year.
So it'd be kind of like a city where you have maybe different genres or in different neighborhoods.
In a lot of ways, yeah. There would be areas where magic would work, areas where magic would not work. There would be areas where both magic and science work together, or technology, I should say, work together. And there would be different communities from different dimensions, because you might have had like a sudden influx of refugees from an Asian type setting. And mm-hmm. So there's this whole borough of the city that they have basically expanded into. Mm-hmm. And across the way, you've got the entire park that's the center of it, or close to the center, is populated by Sylvan elves. Mm. And, you know, and so forth and so on. And so, yeah, so there would be, it would be like you cross the street and you're in a new genre.
I would imagine the political relationships and the people who can mediate between the different factions and neighborhoods would make for some interesting stories.
Oh yeah. My kind of, template for it is like the city of New York, which, you know, it's New York, but it's the boroughs, which are semi-independent and don't all get along with each other. And the politics between them are very interesting. So, you know, you've got your borough of Manhattan, you've got Queens, you've got the Bronx and so forth. Mm-hmm. You can have a lot of fun with that kind of a setting.
Yeah, I would think so. I just kind of, I'm looking at it from a Nor perspective, because that's kind of how my brain works. I'm thinking of a hard-bitten, you know, PI who can move from one neighborhood to another. And, you know, you have to gear up different ways if you're going to Samurai Town versus if you're going to, you know, Mad Scientist Borough. But I'm sure there's tons of stories you can tell on that. So that looks really interesting. When is that, next year, 2021?
That would be a plan for next year, because again, got to finish book 9, get that out, get my work on book 10 firmly launched.
What is your writing process like, if you don't mind me asking?
Not nearly as productive as I'd like.
Are you a
I am so far behind schedule this year. It's not ridiculous. Yeah. Huh?
Do you like to pants first? Like, I've heard the expression, some people are pantsers. They just sit down and, you know, free write and then figure out story structure later. And some people are outliners and need to have, you know, the roadmap laid out. Do you fall in that spectrum somewhere?
Well, everybody falls in that spectrum somewhere. I am very much a pantser, but I know how it's going to end when I start. So I know who's involved. I know what the basic fundamental overcomes and obstacles of the story are going to have to be. And I know where I want it to end up. So, but that's as far as I go with plotting. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is just, you know, you then jump in that direction and then you're flying without a map. Mm. So sometimes it's very productive. Sometimes it's a lot less productive. I very rarely run into blind ends. Mm-hmm. But sometimes blind ends can, you know, just bring me to a halt for a month trying to figure out, you know, what I need to go back and add to get where I want to go for the next turn and things like that. But, you know, I've tried other methods, and I can't get imaginative if I try and plot too much, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has their own, what works for you, what doesn't. It's a very personal thing, right?
Yes, it is. There is no one size fits all for any writer, and anybody who tells you that is selling you something.
So, all right. Well, Marion, it's always a pleasure having you on, sir. I really appreciate you coming on to talk about this book, even if you're not officially promoting it. I appreciate you coming on to do, you know, a little pseudo promotion with us.
Well, I appreciate it too. And if anybody has any questions, they can always drop by a comment or message on Wearing the Cape. The Facebook Wearing the Cape page is always available. And I do poke my head into the two fake community pages now and again as well. So
I didn't realize you had a Facebook page for that. There it is. Hang on. Let me get that up for us real fast. And let's just stop that screen and share the other one. So how are you amusing yourself during this this prolonged lockdown?
Trying not to write.
Is that working well for you, sir?
Unfortunately, it's working too well. I have mainly distracted myself successfully by chasing down plot ideas that I will never use. Mm-hmm. Which is not something you want to do as a writer, because obviously you want your imagination to pay you. Mm-hmm. And when it doesn't, then it's just a hobby. So yeah, there it is. I do occasionally put up stuff that is not related to Wearing the Cape. If it just strikes my fancy, and I think the community that enjoys my books might enjoy that as well. And like I said, anybody who wants to can always reach out to me there and or hit one of my posts on the other two sites.
And as we said, that's just facebook.com/wearingthecape. Super easy to find. So that's how you can talk to Mr. Marion here. So really appreciate your time, sir. And hope to get you back on to talk about Meridian when the time comes next year.
No worries. And certainly any other book and the other two supplements coming up. So knock on wood. Hopefully we have a productive end of year for both of us.
Hopefully. Well, hey, appreciate your time. And to all our viewers and listeners, thanks for checking out the Banff Podcast. And we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.